Dial Healing Words Are Important. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Dial Healing Words Are Important. We have a telephone line dedicated purely to Dial Healing Words. We have this landline, and it is maintained by the AT&T telephone lines, and occasionally they get fouled up. Telephone lines are knocked down by storms, by rodents, by whatever things happen, but sometimes the lines get out of order. Well, since Dial Healing Words is a wonderful program, and it's a program that I put on to the internet, I put on to the local lines, well, I don't always check to see if the line itself is functioning. I just go on my telephone and record it and put it out and know that it's done. Well, for several weeks, Dial Healing Words was not functioning, and I knew nothing about it. Nobody had called in and said, "Hey, where's Dial Healing Words? Love it. Always listen to it." But I can tell by Dial Healing Words, because it is a free telephone call to anyone around the countryside, that I get a lot of calls. And the free country, the lines, I still get billed for it, even though the call isn't completed somehow. So all these calls led me to believe that everything was in order. And then some students and friends of ours in Germany, Alfred and Hildegard Vey, sent me an email and said, "Dr. Varley, where is Dial Healing Words? We miss it. We enjoy listening to it. We are unable to get many of the talks that you have on the email because we don't have that, but we can dial your healing words and listen to you give ideas and give blessings, and it's so wonderful. Where are they?" And I said, "What do you mean, where are they?" "Well, we haven't been able to get them for a couple of weeks now." I said, "For goodness sakes, if you haven't been able to get them, the minute you can't get them, call me and let me investigate and see what's going on." And so then Ellen got busy with the telephone company, and she told them that that line and several other lines were giving us a little trouble up here on the mountaintop. And the telephone company investigated, and they found that there were some glitches in the telephone lines, some connections that were out of line, and not only to us, but to many of our neighbors. And I'm sure our neighbors appreciate that we got on this, because they didn't know what the problem was either. But thanks to Alfred and Hildegard Vey, V-E-H, what a nice name, very simple. They've been with us for, way back in the 70s, way back in the early years of our giving seminars and programs in Germany. And they have come to many of our seminars, and they came and celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary at one of our seminars in Switzerland. When was that? Maybe 8 years ago. Long time. And they're still popping along, enjoying our presence. Well, now, they called about Dial Healing Words, and they said it wasn't working. And we got it working again. And so people are listening to it again. We can tell by the telephone calls that we're paying for, where people get free lines. And we're delighted that they do. But the thing is, if you don't tell us, we can't know. If you don't tell us, we perhaps will be unaware, because we are working on a million projects and working enjoyably and delightfully in all of these things and just having a very wonderful time doing it. And we don't always check back to see how it functions or how it's going. This is the way it is in our life, too. We do many things and we don't check back to see how it's going. Have you ever said something lovely to another person and not checked back? not checked back to see whether that person gained from it, was blessed by it? Or have you ever said something not very lovely to a person and not checked back to see how you have put a canker sore in their life? Oh, yes. We do these things by not checking back. There are so many things to be checked back in, so many technical glitches that take place in telephone lines and things like that. How much more do glitches take place when we say things to other people? We say, "Wow, you're looking great today." And we say it because we want to say it, not because we super mean it or we super expect them to enjoy it, but we just are a happy people, and everybody is our reflection, and so we say, "Wow, you're doing great. It's good to see you. It's wonderful to have you in my life. They're fantastic." And you see, those things bring back wonderful responses. They bring back responses to us because whatever we put out, it cannot help but reflect back. And whatever we put out is what we are within ourselves. Who we are within ourselves, what attitudes we have in our own inner beingness. And if we don't check back, we won't know whether we're getting through. Now, it doesn't matter when you go around saying lovely things to people all the time. You're always being thoughtful, considerate, loving, gentle, kind. You're always being a person who is a delight to be with. You're always doing everything in a marvelous way. Now, that's great. That's really great. But do you ever say something unkind? Do you ever say something that tears another person down? Do you ever say anything that belittles another person? And, of course, in the process, you're belittling yourself, of course. But have you ever said anything that belittled another person and then just went on your merry way? Ha, 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 ha. You think to yourself, let them suffer the consequences. Well, you're suffering the consequences. They may be too, and they may not. They may have dulled their sensitivities to such a degree that they don't feel what you're saying, that they don't care what you're saying, that they know who they are. I like me, I like me. That kind of person is fantastic. They don't receive bad responses from people. People who go around saying, "My world is terrible, nothing works out right, I got so many problems." They're the kind of people that if you give them a negative response, they're going to come back with an unhappy response for themselves. And they're going to see you as unhappy too. And they're going to say, "I hate you, I hate you, I hate you." And is this the kind of thing that we want? Is this the kind of life that we want? When we put out our beautiful Dial Healing Words, we put them out every week. We change them every Saturday, basically. And when we put them out, what happens? People hear it, and they call back and back and back because they like to get the repetition. They like to get the repetition of beautiful words. They like to get the repetition of positive statements. They like to get the repetition of lovely ideas that are going to build their life into the beautiful castle that it is, into the beautiful residence, home, into the beautiful area that it is, where they can live, move, and have their being. Now, we can do this purposely, and we can do it on a regular basis. Dial Healing Words does it on a regular basis. And you, as you speak to yourself, you say, "Good morning, Herb, how are you? You're fantastic. Oh, you feel so good. Every organ, action, function of your body is perfect." And just enumerate all the glorious things that you know to be true about yourself. And even some of the things that you don't necessarily know to be true, but you wish to be true, and you enumerate them, and you put them out in your mind. You put them into your consciousness. You put them into your thinking. And by the time you're ready to pop out of bed, you're filled with energy and light and power. You have no backache. You have no pains. You have no problems. You have no unhappiness. You are fantastic. You are glorious. Yes, you are wonderful. You are beautiful. Never tell people about your problems, because They'll come back at you when you try to give them a positive statement, and they'll say, oh, well, you got diabetes, and you got this, and you got that, and how can you go around talking about people who have these things, and you had these problems, and you did this, and you did that, and you had these hateful things happening in your life. You never tell anybody your problems. If they know about it, that's bad enough, but don't tell them about it. Don't tell anybody that you have a cold or that you have unhappiness or that you have a bad relationship. Tell everybody all your relationships are beautiful. Tell everybody every organ, action, function of your body is perfect. Tell everybody you like yourself. Because, to be perfectly honest, where did that person who was unkind to you get the information about unkindness? They got it from you somehow. They got it from you, and then they used it as a weapon to beat you up. Now, don't give anybody any weapons to beat you up. Give them all sorts of positive things to lift you up. Tell people, oh, I feel so good today. Oh, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I feel wonderful. Oh, my goodness sakes, isn't life great? And I don't say, isn't life great? I've tried to get away from that phrase. Life is great. Yes, life is great. Not isn't life great. Life is great. And as we build on these things, and as we are aware of these things, we won't have our Tao Healing Word line off the hook and not realize it. Because the minute it's off the hook, somebody's going to call and say, hey, where's your Tao Healing Word? I've been calling it now for the last 10 minutes and I haven't been able to get through. Is there a problem? Are a lot of people calling it? Is it so busy? It just isn't there. It's an empty line when I call it. What's happening? Well, never let life get to that point. You always be on top of yourself. You always check it. I have an iPhone. And the Bose hearing device that I have for my iPhone that I clip on my ear lets me talk on the iPhone on anybody that is there. Now, it won't let me do anything else except telephone lines that are on the iPhone. Well, my Dial a Healing Word is a telephone line. And so I press the button on my iPhone and bring up Dial Healing Words. And I listen to my talk because I enjoy it. And if I don't enjoy it, I shouldn't give it. But I enjoy it. And then I do this maybe once or twice a day. And the reason that I listen is that I like to make sure that my telephone, my iPhone, is in perfect shape and that my hearing device works functionally and that everything is going along beautifully. And so it is. Well, for a while I wasn't doing that. And that while was just the while that the Dial Healing Words line was out of order. We can never be too careful about when we are in order. We can never be too careful about what sort of an image that we're passing out, what sort of an image we're passing out, and what sort of reflection that we're getting back. We can never be too careful. So we want to watch ourselves, and we want to check up on ourselves. Now, me being able to call my Dial Healing Words as I listen on my iPhone is a very wonderful thing. You can call it on your phones, too. Call right up and give it a check. But as you do that, you may be surprised with some of the responses you get. And you may be surprised that sometimes things you didn't want to be said were said. Sometimes things you didn't want to be heard were heard. And sometimes things you didn't want to be thought were thought. All because you put the cause in motion. We're really in charge of our life, every aspect of it. We're in charge of every attitude that people have about us. Because people cannot have unhappy attitudes about us unless we have unhappy attitudes about us. People cannot have unhappy thoughts about us unless we have unhappy thoughts. So today, listen to Dial Healing Words. They're online. They've been back online now for a couple of weeks, and they're doing just fine. And I say thank you to the Vays for their thoughtfulness and help. You too, if you ever don't get Dial Healing Words, give us a call. Let me know. And I'll be right on it. and do everything I can to get it going. Do you know, it took us 2 weeks to get the telephone company to take care of that line? 2 weeks! Can you imagine that? How wonderful the Wi-Fi and electronic telephones are. There are no lines that get tangled up and no lines that get out of order. And you know, we'll come to the awareness one day that we have a communication system within us, a Wi-Fi system within us that does not need to have wires and it does not need to have outer communication. It all works on an inner electronic communication, which is what life is all about. Have a happy day, and Dial Healing Word is waiting for your call. I know that you'd love to call it. And if you don't know the number, well, maybe I should find out what it is myself. Let's see. There's one of our gists. It's stuck here underneath some of my magazines here. And let's see what Dial Healing Word is. Dial Healing Words. 1-888-254-8793. 1-888-254-8793. 1-888-254-8793. That's the toll-free number. And you're welcome to call that. And we're very happy to hear from you. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.